Welcome to the Section 1 Review, Coaching from Center. In the first four lessons, we've talked about creating value from the inside out, mastering the sample session, co-creating the relationship, and following vision with action. Rhonda, let's talk about co-creating the relationship because that's a really important piece.
It is an important piece. It's one of the things that really distinguishes coaching from consulting and therapy. The co-creative role is exactly what it sounds like. It means that you and your client both have intelligence and wisdom and creativity. And when you put those together in the coaching session, you can get a lot more out of the session than you can if you're just the brain master and come up with all of the ideas for yourself.
I started out as a consultant, and that was the biggest change for me to get used to, was the co-creative piece of it. As a consultant, you're paid to have the answers, and I kind of look at coaching as being paid to ask the right questions.
I think it's a common mistake, actually, for new coaches and a common discomfort point, because we might think that if we're being paid, then we should be giving some sort of knowledge or information.
You should have some answers for
Absolutely, yeah. But the amazing thing about coaching is that it's magical in the sense that if you focus on being co-creative with your client, you really show up 100%, they show up 100%, and you stay in the moment with it, then the coaching is a lot more effective than if you're trying to perform.
True. I always like to remind clients, especially in the beginning of a relationship, that they're the ones responsible for making things happen. And, of course, being a guy, I use a sports analogy, and I let them know that they're the quarterback of their team, and they're the only one that can score. They're the only one that can run the plays and make the passes, and I'm on the sidelines helping them every step of the way. But they've got to take the action. They've got to make things happen.
They're the one that's in the game.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Good.
Rhonda, let's talk about the sample session for a little bit, because that can trip up a new coach.
It really can. It can be a little bit scary giving your first sample sessions, but what really helps is to set it up for success. You want to enroll your clients, right? So why not set it up that way? You know, when I was first coaching, I didn't do this, and about one out of every 10 of my prospective clients would hire me. That wasn't such a good...
That's not good.
Yeah, didn't want that. So somewhere along the way, I realized that I needed to set it up for success. One of the things I do is to tell my prospective clients up front what my fees are so that I'm not bringing someone into a sample session who has no intention of hiring me. The next thing that I do is I make sure that after they've agreed to have a sample session, that they understand what's going to happen in the sample session. So I lay it out for them. I say, it's going to be about a 30-minute session. We're going to work around your agenda. So I want you to bring a specific agenda to the session. Once we're done with the session, and I've asked you what you've gotten out of the session, then we'll leave some time for you to ask questions. Any questions you need to get out of the way in order to decide whether you're ready to move forward. Then we'll set a session time that's mutually appropriate for both of us and flow on into the next steps of getting started in our coaching relationship.
Do you find that towards the end of that session, they're not so much wondering if they're going to hire you? They want to know when they can have their next session.
Exactly. They are ready to go because they've already set their mind around what is going to happen in this sample session.
Let's talk about one of the supporting documents in Section 1, and that is the HUB statement.
Oh, yeah, everybody's favorite, the HUB statement. I tell you what, this is the centerpiece of your marketing, and so you need to spend time in getting it right.
One of the greatest things about your hottest undeniable benefit is that once you figure it out, and it's so challenging to do that, but once you land on it, it becomes the center from which all of your marketing emanates. And once you have a HUB statement, everything else is just so much easier.
It's so true. It builds excitement for you. And once you have worked on your HUB statement for a while, there's an acid test that you can use to see if it's really as effective as you think it is. Three questions to ask yourself. The first one is, does this distinguish me from all the other coaches out there? If it doesn't, go back to the drawing board. The next question is, does my HUB statement come across clear enough both when I speak it out loud and when someone is reading it, so that anyone, even a 15-year-old, could figure out what I do and refer somebody to me? And the third question is, does it give me really great ideas about how to get in front of and stay in front of my ideal client? If it doesn't, you haven't narrowed enough. You need to go back, narrow the HUB down until you know where to find those people.
I always tell my clients, if this exercise doesn't hurt your brain a little bit, you're not doing it right.
Yeah, it's worth the hassle. It's worth the trouble of going back to the drawing board. And if you get stuck, put it aside for a day or two.
Which you will.
Absolutely. Yeah. And come back to it.
It's something that evolves over time. You're not going to get it in one session or even two or three. It's something that really needs a lot of work. And it's not the end result, which is going to be great, but that's not the real benefit here. The benefit is the process or the journey getting to that hub statement, because once you have that, then you've got it nailed.
You know, you get to know yourself through the process. And then when you can clearly identify who you work with, what you're working with them on, and how you're working with them, then you have something that's marketable.
It's a great point of differentiation, and that's the key to success.
You know what? You won't make it in this business if you don't have something like a hub statement.
So many people want to pass this by because it is difficult, and they promise themselves they're going to do it later. I would really urge you to go back, if you haven't already, and take a look at this hub statement. Live with it for a while, knowing that it's going to take some time. And then even after you have it, go back a month or two from now, revisit it, and make sure that it's still on task, that it's still on target for who you want to work with and who you want to specialize with.
You know, a note about that is, don't give up the ship. Just because there might be a word or two you need to negotiate on that hub statement, don't give up your ideal client or your target market. It's a common mistake to stop that, get on another horse in midstream, and you don't want to do that.
I find that it's toughest to make these hub statements short. If you're finding yourself with a paragraph and calling it a statement, no, go back to the drawing board, because the shorter the better.
I think that 15-20 words is max.